Growing the Game with Ballsy is brought to you by South Selects Football, helping to develop the stars of tomorrow today. And by Paul Waldo at Royal LePage in Regina. If you want to get in the real estate game, give Paul a call at 306-502-5355.
And this is Growing the Game with Ballsy. And before we get to our guest, Mason Nias, quarterback of the U of S Huskies and Regina's own, I wanted to give an extra shout-out here to the Pizza Huts in Saskatchewan and David Dubé for coming on board once again as one of our major sponsors. So thanks to them for giving back to the community and helping grow the game we love, football. We are joined on the phone by Mason Nias, as I said. How are you today, Mason?
Doing good. How about yourself, Ballsy?
Good, buddy. Weird times for sure. How's the old self-quarantining going for you? How are you doing?
Not bad, you know, just practicing good precautions, staying safe, and getting a little homework done too, so can't complain.
Homework's good. What year are you in now for school? Four?
Yeah.
Year four. And taking business, is that correct?
Yeah, business, marketing major, yeah.
So how has this affected your schooling? More online, obviously, right?
Yeah, everything shifted to online, so... I had a lot of presentations here at the end of the term, so those kind of got shifted to the reports and a lot of that stuff, but kind of business as usual, just, you know, get your homework done, same old.
Are you better online, or do you like it better in the classroom? Do you find it hard to motivate yourself at home, or that's not a problem for you?
No, I actually don't mind online at all. You know, I can kind of get it done. If I want to get it done early in the morning, I have the rest of my day to kind of just hang out and play video games. If I want to, I can, so... I definitely don't hate online, for sure.
You know what, man? I find that, you know, you always bitch to the kids, get out, don't spend time playing video games. The video game component and the online gaming is actually great for kids. I know my son is on playing with his buddies, but he's not in the room with them. They're at their house. They're trash-talking each other, having fun. I think that's a cool aspect of the new world we live in.
Oh, for sure. I couldn't agree more. Like, the video game aspect's huge right now for kids my age, for sure, so... Allows you to socialize, but, you know, practice social distancing, so it's good.
Are you mad because you're are you the 49ers in Madden?
Yeah, I usually am.
Are you pissed that they lost the Super Bowl, or what, that they choked?
Yeah, I definitely wasn't happy about it. We had some guys at the Husky Clubhouse there watching the game, and there's a Isaac Rogers, one of our fullbacks, was sitting behind me, and he's a big Chiefs fan, and he was giving it to me, so definitely wasn't a happy camper that night.
How happy are you that you don't live in residence with other dudes now? Because you're by yourself now. You used to live with other players in residence. How happy you're not living with them in a time like this?
Yeah, it's pretty fortunate that I'm not there this year. I definitely feel for those guys, you know, just being crammed with a lot of people this time is not good for anyone, but yeah, I was down in Regina there. I was with my girlfriend here like last week or so, and we were going by the res, and there was just vans packed with parents getting their kids out of there. So Yeah, it's a pretty hectic time for sure.
How have your practices changed in terms of washing hands, sheets, clothes more regularly? How's that working for you? Because I know after a while you'd bring all the clothes home for mom to wash, Kathy to wash, but how have things changed for you, Mace?
Yeah, a loss of Kathy with the laundry is a big dagger for sure. But you know, I'm doing all right. You know, I see myself a pretty clean guy usually, so I'm just kind of doing what I usually do. But obviously, you know, Lysol and you know, handles here and there, just using hand sanitizer, and, you know, washing for 20 seconds, just practicing the basic precautions for sure.
Your dad's riding your butt, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Perry's a nervous guy, and this definitely doesn't help that. So he's on me for sure.
Yeah. Hey, if you had to hoard one thing, what is it? Besides toilet paper, if you had to hoard one thing, what are you hoarding to make your life better?
You know, it's kind of a weird... I got to go with my mushroom soup. I'm a big mushroom soup guy.
Yeah, I like mushroom soup too.
Yeah, big mushroom soup guy. So I'd probably go with mushroom soup.
That's awesome. Okay, Mason Nias on Growing the Game here with Ballsy. How many rolls of toilet paper do you use in a week?
Oh, I mean, like, it'd be hard for me to go over one, I think.
Really?
I don't go through that much, I don't think.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good. Yeah. Depends what you eat, I guess. Mushroom soup, I'm not sure how that goes through your system, but mushroom soup might require more toilet paper. I'm not sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, Mason, How's the team been able to stay connected? Because that's a, you know, it's the camaraderie. It's working out with Joel Lipinski. It's your flag football games. Like, that sucks. So how have you been able to stay connected?
Yeah, it definitely hurts not being around the guys for sure. But, you know, just through calling guys, you know, group text, group Facebook messages, you know, it's more like it's hard to be contacting 90-some guys over social media. It's kind of a different beast with football teams with so many guys. But you definitely have your positional group chats and you're staying close to those guys, making sure everyone's doing their at-home workouts that Lipinski sends out and everything like that. So, you know, you just got to make it work with the times, right?
Yeah, for sure. Mason Nye joining us here on Growing the Game with Ballsy. What do your workouts look like now?
Yeah, so Lipinski, he sends out our workouts, at-home workouts. He's obviously an unreal, world-class trainer, so he kind of makes it work for us. And he just kind of, we stripped it down. We were in our strength phase in the weight room, so kind of had to take a turn with that a bit and just focus on some ISOs. But, like, a lot of push-ups, a lot of stretching, and then, like, obviously just a ton of body weight stuff and a lot of core, so... You know, it's a decent change of pace, but hoping to get back in the gym as soon as possible, for sure.
Got to be disappointed there'll be no East-West Shrine game, though, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely looking forward to that. Definitely looking forward to seeing our capital city, Ottawa. I was very excited for that. And obviously, I want to play with my good buddy there from Riffle, Kyle Boris. I was super excited to do that, so that sucks a lot. But, you know, hey, there's tougher things going on in the world, so life goes on for sure.
How are you approaching the last two seasons for yourself personally here with the U of S Huskies?
You know, I don't want to change too much. I know what type of team we have. I know the type of coaches we have, and I know we can do a lot of good things on the football field and make a run for the national championship, which is ultimately should be every team's goal, but definitely our goal. So I just want to push myself to be better in the off season, make sure I'm getting the maximum amount I can out of myself, and then in the film room during the season, just making sure I'm prepared as much as I can for every single game.
What do you need to do better this season? Pick one thing that you need to do better to take your game to the next level, because you've always been good at film, you're diligent, you're a good leader, but what do you got to do?
I want to push the ball down the field a bit more here. I want to try to put up some bigger yardage games. We have some deep threats, like obviously Sam Baker, he has had a great offseason training for the combine. It's sad that got canceled for those guys.
Yeah.
But they had a great offseason, him and Kloss and all those guys. So I'm super excited to have him back. You know, he's one of those guys that can go down the field and go get it for you. So I want to push the ball down the field a lot more here.
Do you still hold out hope that there's a chance at pro football for you, Mason, or do you think about that very much?
I don't think about it too much, honestly. Obviously, if the call came knocking, I definitely answer. Yeah. It's a great opportunity, and I'm going to try to give myself every opportunity I can to go pursue that. But, you know, I'm just trying to focus on U of S right now, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I know Kyle Walters of the Bombers has said he liked you, so that's a, you know, Canadian GM keeping his eye on Canadian talent. I really hope you get a chance. How do you feel about the future of the Canadian quarterback? What do you think of that?
You know, it's kind of a weird topic. Currently, we only have Michael O'Connor, I think, is the only guy right now, I want to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, like, obviously, I thought Bridge was a good quarterback. Andrew Buckley was a great quarterback and all like that. But, you know, hopefully it starts to swing back up. Like, O'Connor's a great guy, great quarterback. And then Sinanger's a stud. Hopefully he gets drafted here coming up and gets a decent chance in the league. And then, you know, even some guys at the regional, I know my good buddy from U of M there, Des Cotillier, he's a great quarterback as well, so maybe he'll get a look. And, yeah, you just got to keep hoping. You know, you just got to worry about yourself and keep pushing yourself to be better.
Man, you had a lot of drop passes this past year. How do you keep your composure, not rip someone? Because I'd be freaking out.
I mean, we have good receivers, and, you know, if I freaked out over a drop pass, I would expect them to freak out over me with a bad throw. So, you know, hey, if they're going to go out and make great plays, and everyone makes mistakes, right? We're just trying to limit them as much as possible.
Let's talk about one of the receivers. He's kind of a Swiss Army knife. Colton Klassen wrecks his leg horribly in that playoff game. What was it like that day to be on the field when he wrecked his leg like that?
Yeah, that was gruesome for sure. It was tough. I remember looking at the leg, and Klassen is obviously, like, he's a pretty tough guy, and he's like, my leg, kind of freaking out a little bit. So that kind of put in perspective for me there. And Yeah, no, it was just a different sort of feeling. I've never had that feeling on a football field before, so it was pretty bizarre.
Yeah, and just talk about his leadership, because this guy has come back faster than we thought he would. Like, he is he's working out like a demon before all this coronavirus hit. Just talk about his leadership.
Yeah, no, he's a great leader, obviously. He's a lead by example kind of guy. He's first one in the gym, last one out. Always working hard, just a gritty guy, gritty Saskatoon, Holy Cross guy. So, you know, super grateful to have him. Super happy he's on our team, no doubt about it.
Hey, can you be a leader? Like, are you born with leadership, or can you develop leadership?
Honestly, I'm not too sure. I'm sure you can develop it. Everyone leads in different ways, right? Like, for example, like me, I'm a much more like talkative guy, energetic. Mm-hmm. Where we have a guy like Madeline Riley, our line captain, who he's serious, super nice guy, and just goes out and leads by example, goes about his business, not too loud in the locker room. So everyone's different, right? I think everyone's a leader in their own aspect, and that's what Coach Flory tells us, right? Like, we have 90-some leaders in the locker room. It's cliche, but like, everyone has to be a leader in their own aspects, for sure.
Mason Nyes joining us here on Growing the Game with Ballsy. Thanks for this, Mason. Wash your hands, stay safe, and can't wait to see you on the field. I'm hoping there's a season this year. Long way away yet. We're hopeful. Thanks for this, Mace.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks, Ballsy.
Like to thank all our sponsors once again here on Growing the Game with Ballsy, Pizza Huts in Saskatchewan, Paul Waldo at Royal LePage in Regina, and of course Zelko Stefanovic and his Selects football program out in Moose Jaw. Before we wrap up, hey, I know COVID-19 is throwing a wrench into everybody's plans. We are on a lockdown worldwide trying to contain this faceless enemy. But there is always a silver lining, isn't there? This year, forget about the heart-shaped diamond or gold bracelet. There's no need to drape her in opulence. If you want to watch her eyes light up like sapphires, give her toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
Nothing says I love you like a package of ultra-soft Charmin toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
Comfortable, two-ply, clean. 12 double rolls that are equal to 24 regular rolls. Set her mind at ease, knowing that if you need to spend a few weeks at home in quarantine, you can wipe this worry off her list. Toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
Make her feel like she's on the throne.